Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. It is time for Sunday Morning Alive right here on our website. Thank you once again for joining us. If you are the first time listener to Sunday Morning Alive, a Sunday morning sermon here on our website, we welcome you today. You only get one chance to be a first time listener. If you come back again, you're part of our listening family. We're going to claim you, and we pray you will come back as often as you can and as often as you feel that this broadcast is a benefit to you spiritually. God has destined us as Christians. If you're born from above, if you're born again, I'm not saying did you walk an aisle. I'm not saying were you baptized in water. I'm not asking about your denominational affiliation. What I'm asking you is, have you been truly saved, born of God, born from above, born again? If you have, you are destined to overcome, and God wants you to be a representation of His keeping power and His ability to overcome everything that the enemy is going to use against you. Praise God. Amen. Thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58 today. So we're going to talk about world overcoming faith today. And we would pray that every child of God listening will give heed to the Word of God, and that we will take what we learn from God's Word and apply it to our life, that we might walk in the victory that God has predestined us to walk in. Hallelujah. And graciously provided for that victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. If you're not a Christian today, please don't just say, well, that's not applying to me. Listen, there's a devil who wants you not just dead. He wants you damned. He wants you lost. He wants you in hell forever. He doesn't want that destiny of his to be by himself, isolated. He wants to take as many people with him as he can, that he won't be isolated in hell, and he's going to take many, many people with him. Today, God has destined you for salvation and victory over the devil. Yes, he has, because Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Jesus picked up the cup and he said, "This is the New Testament in my blood that is shed for the sins of many." The scripture said, "It's not his will that any perish, but that all come to repentance." You have been predestined to overcome, to be able to have your sins forgiven, to be sealed with the Holy Spirit, saved from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. So this is relevant to you today, whether you fulfill that destiny that God wants you to fulfill, or whether you are lost, is entirely up to the decision that you make concerning what Jesus has done in your behalf on the cross. But I want you to know, God's made his decision, not his willing that any perish. That means you and me. Amen. And all of us, none of us are predestined to go to hell. All of us, in fact, are predestined, as far as God is concerned, to go to heaven. Once again, it is not his will that any perish, but all come to repentance. As the Holy Spirit was poured out into our world and came into our world, it is very clear, amen, that as many as call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God opens the door to the ark and bids everyone come in and be safe from the wrath to come and from the judgment to come. Friend of mine, today, stay tuned. I pray that you will. And I pray that you will come to know Jesus Christ during this broadcast when it is over. And you will be part of that great company of believers that are overcoming the world, the flesh, and the devil because of what Jesus has done and what Jesus is doing in and through us and what Jesus is going to do when He comes again for us. Well, a lot of messages that could be preached here today, but we're specifically looking at 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, world overcoming faith. World overcoming faith. If you're a true child of God, listen to what it says about us. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now this faith here is the faith, the whole body of truth called the faith. It's the one we're to fight for so that we can fight with it as a shield and a mighty weapon against the enemy. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The scripture said we're to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. This is not faith for a Mercedes or a Maserati or another jet plane or a mansion on a hill or bullion in a bank. This is faith, the faith, the Christian faith, the saving faith. Hallelujah. Within our faith, there is the promise of victory over every foe that we will ever have to face in our fallen body, in our faulty bodies, in this fallen world with a formidable foe called the devil. There is a promise of victory to everyone that has truly been born again. Verse 5 defines that. It says, who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That is a revelation of the Holy Spirit concerning Jesus. This is not just something you give mental assent or consent to. This is a revelation from God. And everybody that has that revelation has the wonderful promise of victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Hallelujah. Listen, one translator says, for every child of God defeats this evil world by trusting Christ to give the victory. And the ones who win this battle against the world are the ones who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. See, that's the cornerstone of the faith. The stone that the builders rejected, Jesus Christ, you see, has become the chief of the corner. One Indian that came to Christ, he said, I know, an American Indian, by the way, he said, I know that Jesus loves the Indian people because his name is Chief Cornerstone. Well, that's not exactly theologically correct, but I want you to know Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected, but now has become the chief of the corner, the center piece of the gospel is the fact that God has come in flesh. The second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, has took on flesh, condescended to come down into this fallen world, go to the cross so that every person on this planet could be saved. For God so loved the world, the whole world of human beings, not the earth, the trees, the rivers. That earth is going to be made new. But right now, He's making men and women, boys and girls new. Praise God. Hallelujah. If anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. It's the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Listen, when we truly know who Jesus is by revelation, after we have come to know Him as our Savior and our Sovereign, to know Him, praise God, as God incarnate, God in flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And we know who He is, therefore, in us, and His promise to never leave us nor forsake us, to be of good cheer because He has overcome the world, even though we're going to face all of the wrath of the enemy through the world system that He rules. Listen, in the Christian life, the battle rages on three fronts: the world, the flesh, and the devil. We might define it this way. The world is a system of beliefs and values directly under the influence of the devil, designed to appeal to the weakness of our flesh. We're battling against the rulers of the darkness of this world, but we're fighting to the victory with the armor of light. Hallelujah. Praise God. All victory that is promised in Scripture to us begins with the revelation by the Holy Spirit of who Jesus is. Who is He? The question is asked that overcomes the world. He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. He that embraces that great truth that is the centerpiece of the Christian faith. This does not mean that you automatically overcome. It does mean you can defeat your enemy because you have been given divine revelation and enablement by the Holy Spirit. Listen to this in Matthew's Gospel 16, verse 13 through 19. It said, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say Thou art John the Baptist, some say Thou art Elias or Elijah, others Jeremias or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And He said unto them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Listen, here is what this is talking about. This revelation of who Jesus is by the Holy Spirit. Listen to verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. See, giving mental assent to who He is not the same as knowing by the Holy Spirit, by revelation of God. Listen to verse 18, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, not Peter, this rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Listen, upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will, that's why we overcome, by the way. Hallelujah. And I will give unto thee, Peter, the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Those keys that Christians, not just Peter has, but Christians have, we find it in the pattern prayer. The Lord's Prayer, we commonly call it. They said, teach us to pray. Said, when you pray, pray this. Part of that was, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's a key to God's kingdom, His rule, His reign. We pray that what He wills in heaven and reveals to us will be manifest on the earth. One translation puts it this way, amen, concerning the keys to the kingdom. What He has already bound in heaven, and it reveals to us, we are able to loose, to be manifest upon the earth. Now you see, God and man is working in tandem. God and man is working in concert together. Amen. This is why this is so very important to understand. Peter is not the rock. If you're a born again Christian and you know Jesus is the Son of God, amen, and you pray in concert with the will and purpose of God, this is the promise. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. If we know that He hears us, we know that we have the petition that we have desired of Him. When Christians pray, there's a shaking. God's power is released, and God's power to perform His purpose and will is made manifest. Hallelujah. I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I tell you, he says in verse 18, you are Peter. In the Greek, it's the word Petrus, which means a piece of a rock. It could mean a pebble. It could mean a large piece, small piece, but only a piece of a rock. And upon this rock, not the Petros, the next word is used, Petra, which means a huge rock like Gibraltar, or literally a granite mountain. Amen. Upon this rock, the revelation by the Father through the Holy Spirit of who Jesus is, praise God, I will build my church, and the gates of, you remember, Jesus is the cornerstone of the church, the cornerstone and the centerpiece of the gospel. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, the powers of the infernal region, shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. That's why we are promised victory through the realization and the revelation of who Jesus is and who He is in you, who He is in me. Praise God. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher, the Alpha, the Omega of our faith. Hallelujah. This word gates here is the word poule in the Greek, and it means the gates of hell likened to a vast prison. Hell has no hold on you, dear friend, if you've been born again today. You're a true Christian. Hell has no hold on you if you've truly been saved. The devil cannot hold you in bondage, nor can his gates hold out against you. Hallelujah. Some scholars interpret the gates of hell as death's powerful doors through which we pass never to return. In the book Dante's Inferno, over the doorway, the gateway to hell, is a sign that says, abandon all hope, ye who enter here. Now I'm going to say to you today, you may be on the highway to hell, but those gates have not closed on you, and there is a victory offered you through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay on that road. Hell can't hold you. Demons can't stop you. The devil's not that strong that he would overpower and overrule God's power and God's purpose to save you. You can do it by staying on the highway to hell, but you can make a U-turn before this broadcast is over today. And if you do, He's going to have to turn you loose. God's going to forgive your sin if you repent of your sin and receive Jesus as your Savior. God will become your Father, and the promise of overcoming faith will be yours today. You will come into an overcoming faith, and you will have the faith to overcome. Praise God. Listen, the gates of hell, the dark prison of souls, will not be able to hold you. Death will not hold you, have no claim on you. Jesus is the Son of God indeed. He has conquered death for all who believe on Him. The true church is built upon the revelation of Jesus by the Holy Spirit and cannot be defeated by the devil. Listen, although we're divinely enabled to overcome, we must fight in order to win. There's no victory without a fight. There's no victory without a confrontation and a contest. Victories must be won. Listen to 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I like Matthew Henry's commentary, but take time to read his comment on this verse of Scripture. There must be a conflict with corruption and temptations and the opposition of the powers of darkness. Observe, number one, good fight. It is a good cause, and it will have a good issue. It is the fight of faith. We do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. 2 Corinthians 10:3 and 4, but mighty through God, you see, to the pulling down of strongholds. He exhorts them to lay hold on eternal life. Eternal life, the crown proposed for us and to us, for our encouragement to war and to fight the good fight of faith, the good warfare. This we must lay hold on as those who never want to lose that or come short of it. Lay hold, take heed to losing your crown, eternal life, and lay hold on eternal life. You've got an opportunity today. Listen, you've got an opportunity today to release your faith in the finished work of Christ, the call of God that is going to be knocking at your heart's door during this broadcast. You've got an opportunity today to lay hold of what God is laying hold on you for. Amen. To lay hold on eternal life. Matthew Henry goes on to say the profession Timothy and all faithful ministers make before many witnesses is a good profession. They profess to and engage in to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold on eternal life. Their calling and their own profession oblige them. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, I believe that we give up too easy. We give in too easy. We need to get back our fight. The day we decide to stand our ground against our enemies, all heaven's resources will stand up with us. You can win the battle. We are well able to take the land. Hell's gates are no match for Christ's authority and God's power. Demons still tremble at the sound of His name. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:3 and 4 says, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We had a sister in our church, Sister Dale, used to sing, and I can still hear that song resonating. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Going up to the high, what high places? Some hill, some mountain we're going to take? No, we're going up into that spiritual realm to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. And we're arguing not against flesh and blood, but powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. One discouraged pastor laments, "We're not losing battles just because we war after the flesh alone, but rather because we do not war at all. Oh, dear friend of mine, how many Christians that could be warriors of the cross, mighty warriors with the armor of God doing battle in the arena of intercession. How many mighty warriors have laid their armor down or never taken it up and don't see any need for spiritual warfare? Satan is counting on Christians giving in and giving up. But the Holy Spirit shouts, "Stand up and declare that Jesus is Lord and fight the good fight of faith." Hallelujah. Listen to Hebrews 10 and verse 23. Hebrews 10 and verse 23. It said, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." Who is he that overcomes the world? He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. So let's hold fast the profession or confession of our faith. Hallelujah. I like the Amplified. It said, "So let us seize and hold," see, to grasp, to take hold of. "The kingdom of God suffereth or allows violence, and the violent take it by force. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish, and confess an acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word." If we storm the gates of hell declaring victory in the name of Jesus Christ, the devil can't hold out. He simply cannot prevail. If we fight the good fight of faith, we will, without exception, we will overcome. Hallelujah. And we will know the glorious sound. We will know the joyful sound in the camp of God once again. Hallelujah. What is that sound? It's that shout of victory. Praise God. We need to hear it again in the house of the living God. Amen. And we need to hear it in the mouths of the children of God. Listen, I like what a 13-year-old girl by the name of Nikki. I like what she did when she fought the good fight of faith, when she literally fulfilled that scripture to pray without ceasing. Don't give in. Don't give up. We're told about persevering in Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. It says we have need of patience, literally the word in the Greek, not take a number and sit down. It's not passive. It's not become complacent in the name of faith. It is not a sera, sera thing. What will be, no. What will be because of what we do or do not do with what God has purposed and promised us. Well, that's a whole other sermon, and our time is running. But dear friend of mine, it's time to lay hold on eternal life and lay hold on victory today in the name of Jesus Christ. We are told simply to pray without ceasing. Let's look what God did for her. She was 13 when she wrote this testimony. Listen carefully, and I'm going to quote her right now. "Hello. When I was 10 years old, I am now 13, I was diagnosed with two things. If you need healing, listen. Childlike faith, but oh, faith. Listen. I was diagnosed with two things, polyarticulate juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and number two, systemic lupus erythematosus. I thought my life was done and over with." I mean, come on. This is her own words. "I had to drop out of cheerleading, gymnastics, PE, everything. I couldn't dance or march in the band either. I could hardly move anymore. My bones and muscles were literally eating themselves up. I prayed every day, though. I prayed every day, though. Remember, pray without ceasing. Fight the good fight of faith. You have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, perseverance, you might receive the promise. Hebrews 10 says, and let me finish, Hebrews 10 will finish her testimony. Amen. It said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Praise God. God is going to come through if we will pray through. God is going to show up if we don't give up. God is going to show out if we don't give out. Dear friend of mine, this is an incentive to overcome the tendency to give up and give in instead of go on and achieve victory, not just for our own sake, but for the name of Jesus Christ to be glorified. Hallelujah. Listen, I prayed every day though, and I had the faith of a child. Guess what? God healed me of the lupus. Praise Him. I got a big exclamation point here in capital letters. I still have arthritis, but I believe God's working on it. She's still going on. She's going for the whole enchilada. Hallelujah. Has anybody got on your shouting shoes this morning? Do you feel any faith rising in you because you are a world overcomer? You are a devil defeater. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're a flesh overcomer too. Amen. It's time to take the land. It's time to cross over Jordan. It's time to rout the enemy and declare victory. Hallelujah. Listen, I still have arthritis, but I believe God is working on it. I can march in the band now, thanks to God. The funny thing is, the doctors don't know how I don't have it anymore. It's an incurable disease. She's going back to the lupus now. Doctors said so. Well, let me tell you this, ... With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, that's world overcoming faith from a 13-year-old Christian girl that hadn't attended church long enough and the wrong church long enough for somebody to talk her out of victory by saying whatever's happening to you is the will of God and just roll with it and pray for grace to deal with it. She said, listen, this God I'm serving, I believe He's a God of the impossible. I believe He loves me. I believe He wants to help me. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, I don't know where you are in your faith life today, but I know one thing for sure. There's a big pushback, and it's not just from the world. There's a pushback from the many parts of the church world against the miraculous and the supernatural. And yet the church itself is built upon the supernatural revelation of who Jesus is by the Holy Spirit. Because flesh and blood does not reveal Him, and flesh and blood cannot explain Him or understand Him. It's going to take the supernatural power, and therefore the supernatural person, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost today. Hallelujah. Friend of mine, the day of miracles are not over. The Bible days are not relegated to the apostles, the days of the apostles in the new covenant or the old covenant. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is our God today. And the God of James and John and Peter and Paul and Matthew, it's our God today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who is He that overcomes the world? Who is He but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Jesus, who is the author, the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Today I feel faith in the faith rising, and therefore we're going to have faith to believe God. God is not going to disappoint us. Hallelujah. He's going to come through for you today. No matter what you are facing, you're a child of God. And God has promised us victory through His Son, Jesus Christ. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know something. The gates of hell that are holding you in, if you decide right now in these closing moments, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go down this road that's going to destroy not just my life, potentially my family, my health, incarcerate, cause me to be incarcerated. You may be drinking at a wild party and hit somebody on the way home and kill them. You may leave the scene because you know that you're going to be charged with DUI. You're going to go to jail. You're going to have your conscience eating you up for what just happened. You would go back if you could, but you can't. It's done. The devil says, laugh it up, drink it up, shoot it up, snort it up, whatever you do to get high, party hardy. He doesn't show you the possible consequences right here and now. And He'll never show you the consequences of sin, the eternal consequences of sin. But right now through faith in Jesus Christ, for we are saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. You can release your faith by repenting of your sin and receiving Jesus as your sovereign and your Savior, your Lord and Savior. And I'm telling you what's going to happen. The gates of hell will not be able to prevail against you. Hallelujah. No demon, no devil himself can keep you from coming to Christ. No gates are strong enough to keep you from the eternal life that He stands ready to give you. So come to Jesus. Come to Jesus today.